I'm Nikki Strong. Stay tuned for all the hits right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. As protests continue in Iran by residents disenfranchised by its government, violent protests have now become deadly, with two people being shot dead overnight.
It's going to be a fantastic 2018. We're off to a very good start, as you know, with a great tax.
The current unrest began with a relatively small protest this past Thursday in Iran's second largest city and the main base for the opponents of moderate President Hassan Rouhani before spreading to other parts of the country. The Trump administration says it is very concerned about Tehran blocking Iran's Iranians from communicating through social media platforms in a bid to dampen the protest. Iran blocked access to messaging app Telegram and photo sharing app Instagram Sunday, with state media saying the moves were meant to maintain peace. Iranians had been using the apps to communicate about the street demonstrations, the biggest outpouring of public discontent with Iran's clerical leader since 2009, protest against the results of a disputed presidential election. 2018 is officially here, and in the United States, tens of thousands brave the cold to celebrate in places like New York City, which is known for its annual celebration that dates back to 1904. As they do each year, the crowd at Times Square counted down as the crystal ball slid down a pole, arriving at the bottom as 2018 began, accompanied by confetti and fireworks. Mindful of the terrorist threat, thousands of law enforcement and security personnel, including snipers, were also in attendance and very watchful. And in Times Square, the frosty festivities included performances by Mariah Carey, Sugarland, and Nick Jonas. This is VOA News. Finding a peaceful resolution to the ongoing tensions between North Korea and the U.S. will be a top priority for world leaders in 2018, as North Korean leader Kim Jong-un warned the United States must realize that the North's nuclear program is a reality. In his annual New Year's address Monday, Kim warned that he has a nuclear button on his desk. "The entire area of the U.S. mainland is within our nuclear strike range," Kim said. "The United States can never start the war against me and our country," but he also said the path to dialogue is still open, and he's considering sending a delegation to the Winter Olympic Games in South Korea. Sung Yoon Lee is a Korean Studies Associate Professor at Tufts University.
"It's dangerous because we know the problem is geography. The problem is you've got 20 million South Koreans within range of North Korea, let alone the possibility they might attack the United States. So I think that was a very unwelcome.